The Sugar Candy romances published by Mills and Boon, the British publisher of romantic fiction, have long been popular in India, where watching Bollywood films woven around love stories is a favorite pastime. But the high prices of imported books meant more people borrowed than bought them. Mills and Boon hopes to change that and turn India, with its 300 million English-speaking people, into its biggest market. The company recently established an Indian subsidiary. Its head in Mumbai, Andrew Goh, says it will offer books to Indian readers for an affordable $2.50. Goh says the romances are tailor-made for a country where the theme of love dominates the entertainment industry.
Whether or not, you know, I turn on the TV here, or I go watch a Bollywood film, or listen to the radio, everything is about love here. And so I think that really resonates with our product. So if you really look at even like the base Bollywood storyline, where it's boy meets girl, maybe some kind of conflict, but always a happy, uplifting ending, that really just mirrors what's in a Mills and Boon book.
The publishers plan to add some Indian content to some of their romances. One story, for example, features a billionaire Indian hero. Mills and Boon is not the only one making a foray into the Indian market. Last September, the publishers of Vogue magazine introduced an Indian edition, which features India and international fashion and has Indians on its cover. Vogue publisher Condé Nast also plans to bring other magazines such as Glamour to India. Studies estimate that about 1 million homes in India have annual incomes of over $100,000, with the potential to buy high-end clothes and accessories. Other publications that have come to India include the style magazine Cosmopolitan and the celebrity news weekly Hello. These publishing houses have been able to set up Indian operations after the country changed the law 3 years ago, allowing foreign groups full ownership of non-news publications. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.